Welcome back to the Wall-E commentary. To synchronize this commentary with your DVD, go to the part where the Axiom door closes on Bernie, and when I say play, click play. Okay. 3, 2, 1, play.
So, as you see, it's Bernie. He is anxious to do his job.
That's
Rachel.
Bernie. Yeah, that's Bernie from the short film of the same name, attached to the Wall-E DVD. It's basically a short film that goes on while Wall-E does his thing. It's probably one of my favorite short films too.
See, Bernie is not from the short film. The short film is based on the on one character from the Wall-E. I think that first it was Wall-E and then it was Bernie.
I suppose it would be like what came first sort of thing, the chicken or the egg. Did they put Bernie in the film because they wanted to make a short film about Bernie, or did they base the short film on Bernie? I guess it doesn't really matter.
Maybe you are right. They just come together on a Wall-E DVD.
This part, it looks like the Earth, not just a globe, for a few seconds.
Yes, I was confused for the first time. I thought that such a rapid change of affairs there, that they are landing on the Earth. Only then I understood that it was Captain playing with the globe.
I like how Eve looks so mad at the captain for disbelieving her. You gonna say something, Rachel?
Yeah. Well, on that point, I think it's sort of like an Eve sort of saying, "I told you so," sort of thing. You know, you thought I was defective, but I'm not.
This is also a very touching moment, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking.
It's touching both for the captain, who understands that they have to go back to Earth because they have to rescue it, and for Eve, which realizes that now realizes what Wall-E was about to tell her. What the hands symbolized. What do you think about the lighter?
I think the lighter is meant to represent life and also love. I wish they would have brought up the lighter again towards the end of the movie when they're back on Earth, but they did bring it up in the credits. But it would have been good for them to bring it back again.
Maybe just some sign of a reminiscence.
I like how they cut the transition cut to from Eve's hands to Wall-E's.
Yeah, really good transition.
And it seems like they are doing the same thing at the same time. Something is similar between them.
Yeah, thinking about each other. I think Wall-E's always thinking about Eve. Anyway. Bit of a one-track mind.
This part reminds me of Toy Story 2 or Die Hard, where he, like, climbs up the chute for some reason.
Yeah, they do that in Toy Story 2.
Yeah, and the air vents.
I think in Toy Story 1... Yeah, in Toy Story 1 they go on the roof as well, and in Toy Story 2 they go in the air vents. I think the captain looks really, like, well, fat in his reflection, a lot more so than he usually looks. And I think that was intentional type of thing. And when the captain presses something, it's like a whistle, and I think it might be from it's like a nautical reference, but I'm not really sure.
I haven't seen it. Well, haven't noticed it. But the thing that everyone had noticed, I think, is the A113 code.
A113.
Yeah. It's present in each Pixar film, as I know, yes?
Yep.
Yeah. Just interested where are they going to place that A113 code in Up?
I hope they make it a little bit more discreet so it's hard to find, because then you feel more of a reward when you do find it, rather than in Wall-E when it's so in your face and it appears several times. This is live action scene with Shelby Forthright, played by Fred Willard. I really like it. I just like the colours used and everything in the set design. And also, I like him as a character, because he uses words like heck.
Yeah. I always thought that this also was a computer model. In this episode, and in the episode with the Axiom commercial in the beginning of the movie. Thought it was computer graphics, not a live actor.
Okay.
It was a good blend between live action and computer graphics and animation, you know, so yeah, it's probably I think it is the first Pixar film to do so, so that's cool.
You see that the film looks so realistic that it's very hard to tell the real live action from the computer animation. It is done.
I think
it's awesome.
It blends in really well, I think. For me, it's not too distracting, but it's obvious enough so you can make the distinction. Well, the live action is used to represent the past, and as the captains get more recent, they're more cartoony, so the cartoons represent the present and the live action represents the past. But for me, I really like the use of live action. When I first heard that there was going to be live action scenes in Wall-E, I thought it would be like, you know, cheesy green screen sort of stuff, but it worked out really well, and it blends in really nicely.
Yeah, it was quite good. Oh, the wall of the captains just now. Those were photographs of the animators, obviously digitally manipulated to show the increasing fattiness, and then the names are the names of the story team who worked on Wall-E. So, yeah, that's just a bit of trivia there.
Yeah, he's getting fried. Captain Reardon, and
I never thought about
some other captains' names.
I don't know the crew who made the movie. I know so little about Pixar.
No.
I'm not a die-hard fan. Now I realize that I'm not a die-hard fan. But I like their movies, and even today in the preparatory test, I referred to Toy Story.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Incorporating into your education. Apparently those little mice there are called Remy, R-E-M-E, as a reference to Ratatouille. But I think it might have been in the one of the Wally books. So
I wanted to ask you one thing.
I'm not sure if that's canon.
Yeah. I wanted to ask you one thing. Remember, it was a few seconds before when the first load of trash cubes are thrown out into the space. Remember that? There was a focus on some round elliptic thing, looking, that is looking like an Eve's arm. So, how do you explain that? I noticed that, but it looks like an Eve's arm.
Yeah, I guess the trash are made up of disposed robots. Sorry.
Yeah, maybe. I think I can see a few robots in there. Maybe if they didn't survive the repair ward, they get thrown in the trash and blown out of space.
I see that it's really hard to survive the repair ward.
I like how they...
Yeah?
The people on the Axiom, they blow out their rubbish to space. And they really haven't learnt anything at all. They sort of trash the Earth. Then they leave it. They go up into space. And then they send their rubbish out into space. And even though it might seem as if they're sort of highly advanced, they really haven't learnt a thing about recycling or taking care of their environment.
Yeah, maybe people on the Axiom simply have no idea about how the trash is utilized. They simply throw it out and everything that's after that is not their business.
Well, space is the next frontier.
The whole mindset. I think that's the whole mindset of if you don't see it, then it has nothing to do with you, then it's of no concern. This is really nice, because Eve's trying to get Wally to work again.
I don't understand those people speculating about swear words in the movie. I don't understand that people. They probably haven't loved the movie if they can speculate about the use of swear words.
Oh,
I can bet that there are no swear words.
Yeah, I don't think Eve was cursing or anything.
Yeah, I think people will hear what they want to hear. If they want to hear a swear word, then they'll hear that. But if they want to hear what she's saying, or if they want to hear something else, they'll hear that too.
That's also such a sweet scene here.
I like how Mo is the one that's all dirty, and then then Wally's all clean, and then Eve's all dirty, because it's the opposite of what happened when they first met.
Have you watched that deleted scenes? Are you glad that they decided to replace them with the ones we can see now? I'm very glad that they changed the trash scene, vice versa, and that dumped. And you remember them, yeah? The deleted scenes from the first disc.
Yeah, are you talking about the one where Wally saves Eve instead of the other way around?
Yes.
Oh yeah, I'm glad they went this way too. Shows how much Eve has progressed in terms of character.
Yes, I think that they made a great decision to remake this scene. And the way we see it now, I think it's flawless. They made it flawless.
I always laugh when they knock the two humans aside.
Well, you know, watching this sample in... are not, isn't it, humans? During the fifth watch. I've never noticed them before.
What's my favorite joke in the whole movie is the Spork joke at the beginning. What would you guys say your favorite joke is?
I don't know whether this is a joke, but I like Yusuf's expression when she's playing with the egg beater. And then she wastes it.
Yeah, I guess I also like the scene where Mo goes all ballistic on Wally in the when they first met, like, you know, and when Wally, like, keeps dusting the floor with his feet and eventually, like, runs his shirts on Mo and Mo tries to scrub it off. Yeah, I like that. I like that part. It's quite funny.
And I like that scene when...
Yeah, that's cute.
The alarm lamp appears on Mo's head when... he sees that Wally is 100% dirty, and that whoa.
Yeah, that's a pretty cute sound.
It's like saying that won't do. We have to do something with that.
It's so it's kind of cruel to have to kill Gopher. I mean, he was so close to the pool's edge, he could have just dropped in the water instead.
I think it wouldn't be better for him if he fell down into the pool.
Whenever I see that where Gopher lands next to the diving board, I always think that Pixar should have made it that Gopher lands on the diving board, then flips into the pool.
Yeah, I guess that would be funnier.
No, I don't think it would be funnier. It is very funny.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, okay.
A couple of centimeters from the board.
Yeah, maybe that's the joke right there.
Yeah, so close yet so far.
Oh, that's the nanny bot. I didn't say her name before, but that's Nanny.
Oh?
Seems like I'm somewhere out of synchronization with you.
I don't get why they have to gather everyone in one central place to, like, watch their return to Earth. I think it was just to set the scene up or something.
I don't understand. They have an artificial gravitation on the board, yes? And when the Axiom is tilted, I don't think they had to fall somewhere in one direction, because the gravitation is produced by the Axiom itself.
Yeah, I don't really understand why they need to get everyone all in one place either.
But as I told before, it's still a cartoon and we should take it as a cartoon and not to be very serious.
Yeah, but it's fun to discuss. It's fun to discuss the technical things, though.
But when you discuss it a lot, you can lose the feeling of that cartoon. So... you become too cruel to the creators of the cartoon. It's a cartoon, not a movie. In the movie you can discuss the lapses and the flaws of the movie, especially when you don't like it. For me, those who discuss it a lot and notice each flaw, they simply didn't like the movie.
Well, fair enough. I kind of like like to make fun of the movies I love, actually, because I think like, oh, he got crushed. No, because I think if you really like something, you know, you wouldn't mind taking the Mickey off it, so to speak. So, I mean, that's just my personal opinion. So yeah, I just like making fun of the stuff I like, you know, just to show that, you know, I'm not afraid to do that, I guess. Yeah, and it's fun to pick apart a movie and comment on it, I guess.
As for me, when I don't like the movie, I can criticize each single thing that I don't like and or which seems unrealistic for me, even only when I don't like the movie.
This is the one of a few 2001 references.
Oh yeah, that score, right?
Yeah, that's called, I hope I pronounce this right, it's called Also Sprach Zarathustra. There was also before the Blue Danube.
Where have you heard the Blue Danube? I haven't heard the Blue Danube here.
That's when the captain is asleep.
Uh-huh.
I think.
And here... So I don't like that piece of music, Also Sprach Zarathustra, but how it is pronounced in German. We are studying German a bit. Also Sprach Zarathustra, something like that. I don't know German, but as for me, this piece of music is a bit harsh. Yes, it fits perfectly because it has some. I don't know how to say that, but it fits the scene perfectly, but I don't like the piece of music. And what do you think about the name Hall, the cockroach? I remember there was a film Space Odyssey, and there was a computer called Hall.
Oh, yeah. I haven't watched Odyssey yet.
Well, his name is Hal, and named after the ship in 2001. There's quite a few 2001 references too. That being one of them, and also there's the food in a cup, and then on 2001, which is very similar to Wally in terms of the design of the interior of the ship, they've got like fruit boxes or juice boxes where they drink their food as well. It's I definitely think the Pixarians and Andrew Stanton watched 2001 to as an influence for Wally.
I've never seen that film, but we read some text about him in our English books. There was a reference to Space Odyssey, and I remember that.
Well, this scene brings to mind a very famous philosophical question, the Ship of Theseus or something like that, where, like, if you replace... every component of something, you know, does it still retain its, does it still remain the same object, you know? So like, Raleigh practically has replaced everything, you know, including his memory unit as Eve is repairing now. So, you know, is he really the same object, you know?
He was fixing himself before.
Yeah.
He was replacing some single objects, his single parts of his mechanism. But I don't know if they replaced his main board and that circuit board with the memory. So, I don't know. The thing is that it's a pure romance. It's romantic and it's very suspensive. That makes sense. It's a very dramatic moment.
I think throughout Wally's life, excuse me. I think throughout Wally's life, he would have replaced all of his parts anyway. So eventually, that would have already happened before Eve fixed him. But I don't think it's the individual pieces that makes Wally. It's the information, and then when he gets it back, that's what is the essence of Wally. Not really his parts, but that's still a really good point.
Yeah. This scene is so sad.
When I watched it in the cinema all five times that I saw it in the cinema, you could have heard a pin drop at this scene because people know Wally's alive, but they don't know whether or not he'll get his memory back.
Yeah. Did anyone cry during this part? I didn't, but I felt like my heart was squeezed or something, I guess.
Well, personally, I didn't cry at this part, but when it's all happy and when the music comes on and everything's all right, then, you know, I'd shed a bit of a tear.
The classmates whom I showed to Wally a couple of days ago, they weren't crying, but they were very happy that he got back his memory and he was Wally again.
Did it? Did you show it to them?
What?
Did you show the movie to them in English or in Ukraine?
No, they are not very good at English, so I showed them part of this in English, where they are calling each other's name. Wally, Eva, and then when it came to Axiom, I switched into Ukraine because there is some dialogue there. Captain's dialogue, and it's too much to understand for them. They couldn't cope with it.
Yeah, I think Eve's voice is the only one that changes. And that Wally's voice is the constant in all the translations.
No, they translated it, and Eve became Yeva.
Yeah.
And that sounds very harsh, and I personally don't like this name and this pronunciation of this name. Eve sounds more soft, yes. And Yeva, it's very harsh.
Does anyone watch this in other languages? I've watched it in Japanese and French, I think. Yep.
Wow.
I watched it in Russian, in what is it, pirated Russian, in Ukrainian, and still the original is much better, and Russian translation is awful. It's very awful. They didn't know how to translate septuagintennial, and they translated everything but this word. They left it as is.
Andre, when you watched the Japanese version, how did they say Wally and Eve's name?
I think pretty much the same, really. It's just that the voice sounds different. Eve in particular, she sounds like, Japanese, I guess. And she uses different words, like, she calls the plant shokubutsu, you know, so it's like, shokubutsu, where's the shokubutsu, you know? And, but Wally's voice remains the same, I think, yeah.
And what they have done with when Eve switches through different languages when asking about directive, what they have done with that Mare?
I think even one of the languages was I don't know, it was one of the alien races from Star Wars or something. So it was another in-joke. I think Huttish, Jabba the Hutt, it was Hutt's language, one of the languages that she switched to.
There was
That May, Mare, it was in Japanese, yes?
Oh?
Mare.
Yeah, I think it is Mare.
And what they've done with this in Japanese translation, they placed it in the end instead of a directive, or what they've done with this. And what did the German done?
Yeah,
I'm interested
I suppose they would have put it at the end, and then replaced the Japanese with another language that the Japanese don't understand. So maybe they changed it with English, or
just swap with English. Yes.
Yeah. So here's the
final
obligatory.
Titles.
Obligatory question. If you guys had to rank WALL-E as your favorite Pixar films, where would you put WALL-E?
I'd put WALL-E second, I think, right after Ratatouille.
Is there any reason why Ratatouille comes first and WALL-E comes second?
Well, Ratatouille had a very good ending, and I think that the ending of WALL-E is a little bit uninspired. Not the part where WALL-E loses his memory, but just the captain saying "pizza plants," and it's good to be home. It's not very. It ended kind of abruptly, where Ratatouille had a very long ending.
In Ratatouille, they had the whole ending where the ego speech where they explained everything. But yeah, WALL-E's ending is a bit abrupt. I agree with you. What were you going to say, acting?
I was going to say that WALL-E was the reason why I registered on Pixar Planet, because I allowed it too much, and the ending, I loved the ending, especially that the view when the Earth gets back to life with green plants on it. This almost make me cry in the ending. And then I watched Cars after that, after watching WALL-E, and I liked Cars very much.
You do? So
I can't say that WALL-E is my most favorite Pixar feature now, but I also can say that it is Cars, but I like Cars. I really like them very much. So, and Ratatouille, and Toy Story 2. Oh.
I feel the same way as you, really. I kind of like Cars too, so, but I think this beats it by a very slim margin, so it's like WALL-E's number one for me, followed by a close second with Cars. So, yeah. I think WALL-E's more intelligent than Cars, but Cars is more of a blast to watch because it's very fun, so WALL-E's kind of has a special meaning for me, but if I were to watch a movie over and over again, I'd rather watch Cars.
I see, but Cars, I don't think Cars and Toy Story 2 are very similar to Bolt.
Yeah, very similar, the plots.
And I like that idea, because it's somehow close to me. I remember I was... I wanted one person to change, but that didn't happen, so now the only way how is to watch cartoons about how people and characters change. Then Cars and Toy Story 2 is my favorite, I think, up to now. So far. Toy Story 2. It is better, I think, than the first part of the sequel, but you won't understand the second part not watching the first.
I don't really have a favorite Pixar film because I really enjoy a lot of them. So that would be my answer, I guess. But I like Wall-E a lot, and I do enjoy watching it. But I also enjoy watching Toy Story 2 as well, and Toy Story, so I just find it hard to pick a favorite. But, yeah.
Pixar, they are making good movies. Not, I don't like DreamWorks because they make pop cartoons, and Pixar, they make great movies. For example, today when I was writing that test, we had to write an essay and we had to choose some example from literature or from movies. And first I scrolled the literature, of course, because they give more points for literature. And then I scrolled all the Pixar films. Okay.
Well, this is,
we are done.
This is, this is the, end of the Pixar Planet Forum fan commentary for Wall-E. This has been Rachel.
Acting.
The drive-in theater.
And, Quake next to me.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice time.
Hi, everyone.